Yo, what's up, y'all? It's the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy,
C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
What's up now, motherfucker?
This is a show that shows no limits. Broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists. Still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing addition. And rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen. And follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs. Production and mixing and mastering. Grab your channel to call. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to get. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real reviews.
We
got
control, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, we keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's some lights off. Hip hop ain't dead, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so me, sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This a murder man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. You've now tuned in to episode 667. Man, we had to go revisit the archive and bring back, artists who definitely needs no introduction, but I'm going to give them one anyway. Because you know it's a problem. When we go to Richmond, we bring on the homie Big Sty. Let's bring him on right now. What's up, Big Sty?
Hey, yo, what's going on, brother? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling real good, man. And I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, it's 2020. We're still here. And you're still doing your thing, man. How you been? You been good?
Man, I've been blessed. I can't complain at all, brother. I'm feeling good, you know, living good. I can't complain, man. Everything is beautiful, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Yeah, man, it's coming up on about, you know, 16, almost 20 years since you really burst onto the scene and really shook up the rap industry, man. You know, It's a Problem dropped, and you know, essentially it was a problem. What was the reaction initially when you came out with that record, and what kind of backlash did you receive from all that?
The reaction was from the streets. I mean, it was very divided. You know what I mean? It was no gray area. Either people love me or they hate me or they hated me. You know what I'm saying? It was, but I like that. You know, I like when it's more definitive. You know, than you know, I'd rather be somebody that you gonna love 100% or you gonna hate 100% than just somebody you can take or leave. You know what I'm saying? But the street reaction was, you know, it was good on either side. And but as far as the artists that I talked about, I got nothing but love from most of the artists when I saw them, or, you know what I mean, if we spoke on the phone or whatever. It was all love. They understood, you know, it wasn't no real beef, you know what I'm saying,
because
I didn't know these guys. Right. I didn't know these dudes personally. We never had any run-ins, so they knew it wasn't any real beef. They understood what it was. However, the industry within itself, it got me blackballed. You know what I mean? It was like a gift and a curse. It got me attention. It got my name out there. But then labels were scared. You got to remember, it was at the same time that 50 with the shot nine times and all that type of stuff was going on. So a lot of labels were afraid. You know what I'm saying? To sign somebody that controversial, you know, they didn't want problems, and they had relationships with a lot of the artists that I talked about. So I don't know if some of the artists were like, "Yo, if you sign him, we're not gonna do business with you," or whatever. I don't know. It was crazy, because
some of the artists got butthurt, basically.
Right, and you know, and it's like, because everybody heard it. you know, everybody and everybody that I talked about, I know they heard it, but it's like
it's huge.
It's one thing when an artist is already in the game and they do something like that, and it's another thing when he just comes from out of nowhere, and it's like, I can understand the skepticism of like, well, how can you come at somebody you know nothing about? You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of them are like, you know, on that type of thing. That's why none of them responded, you know, because they know if they had said my name, I would have went through the roof at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then you would have had to, you know what I'm saying? But I love that. It's bar for bar, man. It's good for
right.
hip-hop. Like, when we had Shan on the show, he went at KRS, and it kind of reignited the Bridge Wars. But what we got out of that was classic back-and-forth records and videos, and it brought
right.
back some shit that we were missing. It's great for the culture.
Right, exactly. It's great for the culture, you know, and it's all – hip-hop is built on competitiveness, so – anytime you do something, like, I enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, you know, art is art. So the perception is, you know, when you can hang a picture on the wall, but how people are going to take it, you can't control that part. You know what I'm saying? So I knew what I was saying wasn't really any malice. It was just, you know, being an MC, being competitive. But, you know, some people, their perception is, you know, it was disrespectful or whatever. You know, I can't control how people are going to perceive it once I do it. I just know what my intentions were. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about good lyricism and concepts and, you know.
Right.
And that's what people should be looking at and respecting. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they
exactly.
look at the lines and they get blurred, you know.
Right, exactly. And you can't – and that's the part you can't control as an artist. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like I said, man, it did what it did for me, and it was a blessing, you know what I mean? It got me my record deal. I've been on tour. I've written for a lot of major artists, and you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not ashamed or regretful about any of that, you know what I mean? It's a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And like you said, a Propel effect. You know, last time you were on the show, I know you was doing stuff with the homie Freeway, Ricky Ross. Working with him?
Well, Rick has been, Rick is working on his cannabis thing right now. So I haven't had really much contact. And then I got locked up for a few years, so I just got home in 2017. So, you know what I mean? So I've just been getting my feet back planted and moving in a whole new direction now, and more positive and, you know, more conscious type stuff. So, you know, I'm just in a different frame of mind right now.
Well, I'm glad that, you know what I'm saying, you're back in the free world. You know what I'm saying? You were down for a couple of years, you said.
While
you were inside, you know what I'm saying? I imagine, obviously, you had time to reflect on your life, your music, everything. But were you able to, you know what I'm saying, do a lot of writing? And also, were you able to meet some talented cats on the inside?
That was the shocker, man. For me, writing in prison wasn't gonna happen. It just the vibe. I have to be, you know, free to get in that type of vibe to create. You know what I mean? So I wasn't able to at all. I just absorbed all the experience and everything that was there, and the relationships that I built, and, you know, just made sure I held on to that. So when I did get home and start to write, I could paint that picture out. But I was shocked that wasn't too many rappers. I was expecting to see a whole lot of dudes in prison rapping. But, it wasn't like that. Maybe like one or two. Yeah, I was expecting to see. I was like, yo, I know it's going to be some dudes that got some bars up here. Nope.
Yeah.
Wasn't like that for me, nah. I was like, damn.
To bring out the competitiveness and you know, maybe.
Right. That's
you
what I was at. I wanted that. Yeah. So I could, you know, it could sharpen my sword up a little bit. But, nah, wasn't like that.
You know what it might be, though? It might be just the overall era and the way the game is now. I mean, it's like.
And I, right.
not many MCs.
I think
anymore,
that's exactly what it is, right? I think it's exactly what it is. Because, you know, a lot of young dudes, you know, back then, you know, in our era, well, in my era, I don't know how old you are, but in my era, you know, yeah, you were in the same box. So, yeah, it was about that energy, you know what I'm saying, and that creativity of it. You know, now these young dudes, like, they too cool to rap out loud or something. They do it around their homeboys, but they don't want to do it. And, you know, I don't know, man. It's just weird. It's different now.
It is. It is, man. And that's why I try my best to focus on lyrical artists and people bringing substance in, because I just can't get into what these guys are doing. And, you know,
nah.
I mean, their generation, you know, whatever.
Right.
But I just, man, I'm stuck in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I agree. It's not for me, you know. It's for somebody, obviously, you know, people are buying it or whatever. But it's not for me. I mean, I thank God for the J. Cole's, the Big Crits, and, you know, Kendrick Lamar's, but. It's a lot of stuff out here, and what's messed up about it for me is that is the only thing that the industry is pushing. So to a degree, I don't kind of blame the artists, because they trying to get on. But when there's no diversity, when the record labels are like, look, we just want this sound, we're not looking for, you know, artists that are different or, you know, cutting edge or doing something that's groundbreaking. We want something that we know works, you know? And that's what kind of slows up the culture, you know? And then these artists that may be creative, but they trying to get on, they trying to get a deal. So they dumbing themselves down just to get the deal. And to be in that society, and it's like, you know, it stunts the growth of the culture, you know. So you know what I mean, and it's sad, because when you look at the J. Cole's and Kendrick Lamar's, they were signed by artists, so
yeah.
there's a difference, you know what I mean, between, you know, being signed with a Dr. Dre or a Jay-Z, you know, then going into Universal's office trying to get a deal, you know. Dr. Dre and Jay-Z don't mind taking a risk on an artist that's very creative, because they came from that same cloth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the heads at Universal and Sony, they don't give a fuck about that. They just trying to sign somebody that they know they gonna make money off of.
And it trickles down, and the program directors are gonna fall in line with
everything
them.
Because yeah, exactly, because they all in bed together, the labels and the radio stations. So, you know, yeah, it trickles down. You know what I mean? And it's a duality, because on one end I understand it, because record labels aren't making money like they used to. So what are you gonna do but sign something that you know for a fact you're gonna make money off of? You know what I mean? Taking a risk on an artist who may be very lyrical, but he may not have commercial appeal enough to sell records. So it's a duality, you know. As a businessman, what would you do? You know what I'm saying? You're trying to make money. Nobody spends $1 million promoting an artist just to make $1 million back. You want to make a profit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I can see both sides of the coin, but as an artist, you know, it's sad to me, you know, what the industry has come to, you know.
Yeah, man, I agree. And there's nothing worse for me as a fan who sees, like, an artist who I appreciate and grew up listening to try to go into that mold.
That's the worst.
I can't fault them. They were raised on that crap, you know what I mean? But
right.
Somebody who was real lyrical dumbs himself down and, you know, next thing you know, he's wearing pants that a 13-year-old girl might wear. Something's wrong.
And see,
that's when
the conversations come up where, you know, you too old to rap or whatever, because when you get dudes in their 40s that's trying to sound like 21 Savage, man, yeah, you should kill yourself because you look stupid.
Yeah.
But when you're my age, when you're 50 and you're still, your music and your lyrical content fits where you are in life, then it, you can't stop that creativity. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, when you trying to fit in with the youngsters, then that's a problem.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. And plus, you know what I'm saying, artists like yourself, you came up, you know, you had to earn your respect, I imagine. And it was very important to be on top of your game lyrically. You know, what was it like for you coming up back in the day, you know what I'm saying, and having to navigate your way through, you know what I'm saying, the streets and hip-hop?
I'm sorry, my phone was beeping. Say that again, I apologize.
Basically, what I was saying was, what was it like for you, you know what I'm saying, coming up in an era where you had to be competitive, you had to be lyrical?
Oh, I loved it because it made me better. I wanted my name mentioned when you talked about great MCs, so it made me want to be better. So, I mean, I would jump in any cypher no matter what. I remember we used to go to New York to do showcases, and if I was riding through Harlem and I saw a dude, some dudes on the sidewalk in a cypher, I would jump out the car and just spit some bars, jump back in the car and leave. You know what I'm saying? It was just because I loved the competitiveness of it. You can only be great or get great by, you know, being surrounding yourself with great people, you know what I'm saying? Or being able to and fearless enough to jump in against anybody, you know what I'm saying? And to try to make yourself better. And yeah, you might lose sometimes, but that's just going to make you go back and work harder. You know what I'm saying? Jordan didn't come out the gate being Jordan. He lost a few. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that made him go back and work and practice and get stronger. You know what I'm saying? But that's how you get and become great, when you, you know, continue to have that fearless attitude, like, I'm going to keep going and pushing against anybody. And, you know, if I lose, I lose. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be better than I was the last time. You know what I mean? And that's the key.
Absolutely. And when you were down for those couple of years, you know what I'm saying, what was the biggest thing that you took away from that time period in your life, man? And since you've been out, you know what I'm saying, are you able to, you know what I'm saying, implement that in your life today?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be real with you. My time spent in was a blessing because I was in the streets heavy. I was doing a lot of stuff, and it was only going to get worse over time. So that time gave me time to reflect, and then seeing how this system is on the other side of the wall and how this system is designed against my people to a degree, it was like, I can't continue to come home and glorify this way of life, knowing what it's doing to my people. So I was like, either I'm going to quit rapping or I'm going to have to do something to wake people up. And that's what I started to do. I was like, you know, I came home. I didn't know how it was going to come out. I was just like, well, I'm going to just do it and see what happens. And I created this this thing called Motivation Mondays, where every Monday I drop a freestyle or a song that's inspirational and positive. And so far, I mean, the reaction has been great. People, you know, are loving it. People are following it, and, you know, it's creating a real movement out here. So it feels a lot better. You know what I'm saying? To know that you're impacting people in a positive way now instead of a destructive way as before, you know? So it's a blessing.
Well, that's good, man. I know fellow artists, they got to appreciate that as well. You know what I'm saying? What do you got in the works, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, music plans? You got any albums, maybe any tours, anything like that lined up?
Right now, I just finished the first Motivation Monday mixtape. I just put that out about a week ago. It's on all streaming platforms. And I'm building up to do a podcast called Thinking Out Loud. Myself and my partner, Black Spade, we're going to be doing a podcast called Thinking Out Loud, probably start by the end of this month or early March. And we're going to be doing that. And I'm setting up some shows and things like that out here for not primarily for me, but to showcase the talent of up and coming artists, you know what I'm saying, and get their faces out there and get them some publicity.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's huge, man. Congratulations on that. I look forward to checking that out. And also, I respect you for giving back. A lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, they just take, and they don't give back nothing.
Right.
How important is it for you to see, you know what I'm saying, that you're able to do that and inspire others?
Very. I mean, because I remember being an artist and coming from a city like Richmond back in that time, there was no outlets. We used to have to travel to New York and different places just to be heard and then, you know, and seen. And you got to remember that at that time, there was no social media. So there was, you didn't know anybody. You just jumped in the van and went and, you know, just start networking with people. So it was a different time. So for me, I definitely, you know, and especially when you're in a city like this that doesn't have a lot of outlets, man, and I'm one of the few here who has been in the game and, you know, has connections and things like that. It's important, you know what I mean, to bring it back to the city. There's so much talent out here, man. I want people to see this and, you know, get some of that, you know what I mean, and, you know, see some of these artists blow up and become what they've dreamed of becoming, you know. So it's very important, man. You have to nurture the culture in every way, you know, and that inspires people and, you know, and gives people hope. So, you know, it's definitely important.
Hell yeah. Now this song here I want to play, and we're going to come back and chop it up a little bit. Man, Redemption, I love this song. It's such a great message, man. Break this one down for us and kind of intro as we go into it, brother.
Yeah, this is one of the songs on my Motivation Monday mixtape. It's part of the whole movement that I'm on, and it's a song. It's a life song. It kind of pretty much breaks down my thought process coming home from prison, and you know where I'm at now in life, and what I, you know, my feelings and emotions and how I see things. And I just want people to, most of my music and from here is just trying to get people to think. I don't have the answers, but you know, I had a whole lot of questions and I do have a certain perspective that I can put on life for people in a way that makes them see things that they normally wouldn't have looked at, you know what I'm saying? So it's just trying to give people a little different perspective and a different alternative to what they used to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. We'll be right back with Big Sty. Don't go nowhere.
Now you turn me up a little bit, huh? Song meant for somebody out there. Alright, let's take a walk. Why we always do the good guys and celebrate the villains? Why we ignore the real and give the fake all the attention? Two things I don't have, that's limits and ceilings. When I speak the truth, these rappers getting their feelings. They say 3 out of every 10 black men are felons, and at least 2 out of every 3 felons is telling. 25 rappers out of 100, keep it 100, but y'all by the lies, the other 75 be stunning. I say 81, cause tomorrow may not ever come. It's just a fact of life when you coming from where I'm from. Cause ain't no honor in this Game of Thrones. Even when you got a good plug, you always trying to find a better one. Stressed out, it's what you're getting high for. And all you brag about is what you're willing to die for. But you're young and God willing, you gon' live more. The older you get, you think about what you wanna live for. Like spending time with your kids more. You start wanting less and try to give more. Cause you don't wanna end up an old man laying on your deathbed wishing you could've did more. See, I'ma keep it 100 though. Seasons change, friends come and go. What you gonna do when that last day come? When them clouds open up and that trumpet blow? Pop said, keep your head to the sky. Did you really think Biggie was ready to die?
redemption ain't never easy, but it's worth it if you're ready to try.
As we proceed to give you what you need, Big Sky, baby.
Yeah.
Southside, baby.
See, I speak from the spirit, but I don't push religion. Ironically, all of my hardest critics are Christians. They say I glorify hustling and drug dealing, and that just proves y'all ain't been listening. I can't water down the truth or sugarcoat the facts. The Bible said to reach people, you gotta meet them where they at. So to get them to the church, I gotta meet them at the trap. And people judge them in the front, that's why I meet them in the back. Facts. Cause it don't matter who you are, where you from, you still better than the worst thing you ever done. Cause even a good man can be a better one. We all get judged when that first thing if forever come. And these days I'm trying to get closer to heaven, cause when I'm in church I try to sit close to the reverend. See, I'm what hip-hop wasn't expecting. This ain't a rap song, this is an open confession. I used to think money could bring me happiness, but dog, I had money and I ain't happy yet. And when I look back on all the things I've done, I realize when I was dead broke, I was the happiest. This money is a powerful tool, but misused, it can cause a simple flower to bloom. Cause once you start compromising your spirit just to make money, that's when God walks out of the room. And when you're not getting everything you want, that doesn't mean you need to start praying more. Sometimes you need to stop and ask yourself, have you earned all the things you've been praying for? See, I'ma keep it 100 though. Seasons change, friends come and go. But what you gonna do when that last day come? When them clouds open up and that trumpet blow? I said keep your head to the sky. Do you really think Biggie was ready to die? Redemption ain't never easy, but it's worth it if you're ready to try.
As we proceed to give you what you need, Big Sky, baby.
About that substance right there. We're back here in the Murder Master Music Show, episode 667, with one and only Big Sty. Let's bring him back on. Man, that's what I'm saying, and that's available right now, you said?
Yes, sir. Big Sty Motivation Monday, season one, on all streaming platforms.
Now, you know, let me ask you this, man. Being that we pretty much the same age, come from the same era, pretty much. Man, you got the physical copies for us old school cats?
I'm getting those now, man. I'm late with that. But yeah, I'm getting those now, man. I definitely got you, though, brother. That's no problem. They should be here within the next week. Yeah, man. I got you, brother. No problem, man. Just send me the address. I got you.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Do you still, you know what I'm saying, listen to physical copies?
Do I?
Yeah.
You said,
you know,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I think cats still do that. I still get young dudes that are still come through with, you know, they give me a CD and stuff like that. I think to a degree, you know what I mean, when you, especially when you're trying to promote, when you're not on a Jay-Z type of status, you know, you have to do that. You know what I'm saying? To kind of get your name out there or keep your name out there. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, prefer a physical copy, I guess. I know I do, you know?
Yeah. Well, shit, man, vinyl's even coming back, you know?
Yeah, I see that, man. I know, man. That's good though, man. I mean,
yeah.
Everything can't, you know, you got to touch and feel something. It was something to that when I came up, you know, when you open up a CD or a cassette tape and you read the inserts and all of those things, man. And you know what I mean? It was something to that. You know what I mean? Now it's, to me, that was a connection with that, you know, knowing who produced it. And, you know, they would have little bios in there on the inserts sometimes too. And you know what I'm saying? So you get a little bit of a history on the artist that way. And now you're just hearing a song, you know what I mean? You don't have, you know, unless you see them in an interview, you don't have any other things to hold on to. You know what I'm saying? Something, it's something about that that I think this generation is kind of disconnected from, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree 100%. I tell you what, it's been real chopping it up with you, man. Before we go, though, I'm going to bring on my homie, Sin from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
I'm not sure what time it is over there, but Sin, how you doing, brother? You there?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Hi, Big Sty.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got a question. Yes, about your song, The Shutdown. Can I tell us about this one, The Shutdown? Dope track.
You said The Shutdown?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, classic.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, yeah, man, definitely. I appreciate that. Thank you, brother.
Can you tell us about this one, about how you made it and all that?
You said The Shutdown, right?
Yeah.
That one, I think my man Tone did the track from New York. It just, all of these records, because I don't like physically write, so I just put the track on and, you know, just start coming up with bars in my head. So it was just one of those I was reflecting on, a lot of things that I've done in the streets or I was still doing in the streets, and created a little story through that, you know what I mean? And just put that, you know, try to create, paint a picture for people, you know, about what's going on in the street.
Yeah, all right. And you got also a dope song, what's called Hustler's Prayer, on your album, Cytology.
Yes,
it was a dope song,
yes.
Too.
Thank you.
Tell us
about
this one, too. It was a dope song, too, how you made it and recorded it and all that.
Yeah, it's Hustler's Prayer is just, you know, when you're out there, you know, when you even, you know, when I was out there hustling, you know, I would always, you know, and it's kind of ironic, but you know what I mean? You saying a prayer for the wrong things that you're doing. So, but you know, you still had, it was still something about having a spiritual connection, you know what I mean? Even though you were out here doing things that you know you shouldn't have been doing. And you know what I mean? You still wanted to at least believe that God was watching over you through that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that came from.
Okay, yes, sir. And do you remember the very earlier reference in Richmond, Virginia? You listened back in the day, Richmond, Virginia, first rappers. Do you remember who you listened back in the day?
Yeah, the pioneers of Richmond. Who were some of
the pioneers? Oh, man. Well, the first artist to really get a major deal from here was Mad Skills. And he, I don't know if y'all remember him.
Yeah.
He's the first. Yeah, exactly. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yep. Skills was the first. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. Mm. And he's still dope, man. He's still doing his thing. But yeah, it's a lot of other artists that are just known locally, like my man Mr. Melody, Sam the Beast from the East. It's a lot of dudes from out here that have done their thing, man. And some of them have gotten some national attention, but a lot of them just are just local. You know what I'm saying? But and then, you know, when you think about the whole broad scope of Virginia, you know, you got Missy Timberland, you know, Pharrell, all of that, D'Angelo, the singer, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, a lot of influences, you know, we Richmond is a funny place because we get influence from everywhere. We're like a melting pot when it comes to music, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't discriminate.
And the South, right?
Right. East, South, and West. We used to bang, you know, a lot of West Coast music too. So, you know what I mean? It was never a thing where we only listen to one thing, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's just like right now, you got rappers who spit like myself. It's a movement out here like that. And then you got rappers who do more trap type music, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? So it's all over the place, you know what I mean? Which is good, you know what I mean? To have that diversity, you know what I mean? Music is music. So, you know what I mean? You can find something.
Yeah. But that's a fact. Right. Matt Skin spots on the map, Virginia.
Huh?
Matt Skin spots on the map, Virginia, back in the day.
Yes, sir. That's yes, cool. sir, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
I got the tape. I got the tape.
Yeah, man. Skills, yo, man. Skills still sharp, man. He ain't no joke, man. He ain't no joke, man.
Yeah.
He's still dope.
When you hear, you know what I'm saying, cats like Sim from France and other parts of the world, you know what I'm saying, talk about your music, man, how does that make you feel as an artist?
Man, listen, that's what it's all about for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's about reaching people. You know what I'm saying? I just was putting up a post the other day because one of the guys on my IG page was telling me about how much he loved the Motivation Monday mixtape, and it kind of helped him through a dark time in his life. It's something he was going through, and those are the things that no award or any amount of money can give you as an artist. You know what I'm saying? When people appreciate the work that you put in and the work that you do, and it's truly appreciated. You know what I mean? When I perform and I see people reciting the lyrics along with me, that's what I do it for. You know what I'm saying? It's about touching and building a connection with your audience and people, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Well, man, salute to you, man, and, you know, much respect on your longevity in the game and still doing what you're doing and still inspiring other artists, you know what I'm saying, to step
thank
their
you.
Game up. And, man, thank you for, you know, talking to us. But before we go, I want to give you the floor. Man, just let them know, man, you know, your platforms, you know, what you got coming, all that stuff, man. It's all yours, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you, my man. Thank you, man. Yo, make sure y'all go check out the Motivation Monday mixtape season one on all streaming platforms. Season two will be coming out in a couple months. Motivation Monday is an ongoing thing. It's never ending. So I'm going to be dropping them like two or three times a year. So, you know what I mean? Y'all just keep looking for it. And you can check me out on my IG page at BigStye804. You can see all my Motivation Monday videos on my YouTube page, which is Big Stye. You can check me out on Facebook at Stye Lynch. That's STYLYNCH. And I appreciate everybody. Thank you for the love. Thank you for allowing me on the show, man. Yo, man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, homie.
Man, real talk. Thank you. And, man, we're going to get out. We got one more track. This one was just labeled 2. Man, can you tell me about this one?
Yeah.
I didn't really check this one out.
Yo, I don't even know what 2 is.
but we'll give him a surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise for both of us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's some motivational that's with it, man, because it's part of my Motivation Money mixtape. So, you know what I mean? It's definitely going to be some jewels on there for people to hear. I know that.
Oh, yeah. We already know the lyrics are going to be insane. Thanks again, Big Stye, man. We look forward to the next time, and let's definitely stay in touch, brother.
Absolutely, man. Thank you again, family.
All day.
Yeah. You turn the track up? French.
We good.
Prince, let's go.
You some boys say I'm too old, I need to stop rapping.
Yeah.
It's like telling Denzel we need to stop acting. It's like telling Chris Rock he need to stop joking.
Uh-huh.
Or telling Snoop Dogg he need to stop smoking. Look, you as young as you feel, not as young as you act.
Nah.
Why you never find me in skinny jeans and snapbacks?
Yeah.
The 40 ain't the new 20, it's still the same 40.
Uh-huh.
This is for the pioneers and cats that came before me.
Ooh.
I'm doing what I'm made to do, and what I do is catered to cats my own age that smoked their first J in 82.
Ooh.
You love hip hop and hate what the game is changing to, and radio ain't even playing music that relates to you. Cause Kanye's out of touch,
yeah.
Eminem's depressing,
uh-huh.
And Jay-Z keep rapping like we ain't in a recession. Rick Ross be bragging about Maybachs and G5s, and the way Gucci write his rhymes, you would think that he vibes. This is for my homies driving to work in an old Nova,
yeah.
Trying hard to keep their houses out of foreclosure.
Uh-huh.
feeling like the whole industry's ignoring you, cause these twilight rappers can't relate to what you going through. But you ain't over the hill, you just close to the real. This is for all of the lost soldiers in the field. These young boys laugh when they ask my age, and I'm still twice as nice as rappers half my age. And I still spit bars for the love of it. Homie, I'm still cool with a few bloods and a couple crisps. Still hold heat like an oven mitt. But now I go to Bible study with cats I used to hustle with. And now I got new fans that's listening to my old stuff, cause they say them young boys be on the same old stuff. When young cats be in the club, they start trouble, don't it? When cats my age be in the club, it's cause we own it. And this is for the gatekeepers, your gym teachers, old hustlers that became preachers. For the family man that used to thug, homie, this is the type of rap that they used to love. What's up? And this is about as real as it's gonna go. It's that Ice Cube, America's most wanted flow. That Malcolm Jamal, get at me, dog. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall flow. Just accept it and smile. I'm trying to bring you back that feeling you ain't felt in a while. The same way you felt when Radio Raheem died and do the right thing. How you felt when you saw them cops beating Rodney King. How you felt when you told your girl you was in love, homie. How you felt the first time you met the plug, homie. This is strictly for my 40 and above, homie. This is for us. This is for what it was, homie. For the hustlers making sure that we all eat. To the protesters trying to occupy Wall Street, for the cat that did 25 and just got parole. You went in as a child, but you coming home grown. For all my homies old enough to miss Big and Pac, but you never too old to uplift the block. You ain't too old to get shot or get locked. So homie, how they gonna tell you you too old for hip hop?
These young new say I'm too old. Stop rapping. These young boys need to stop acting. Too old, you too old. You wrong, still white, nice and hip, half my age. This is for all of the lost soldiers in the field. You just close to the real. What's up? And this is about as real as it's gonna get.